This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
You are listening to The Arenality on ORFM. G'day everyone, welcome back to The Arenality, a show on the cultural identities of women in Aotearoa, New Zealand. In this episode, we are going to talk about spring. And with spring comes new beginnings. It's refreshing, it's blossoming, and I think there is a lot to talk about there. Firstly, I would like to acknowledge it is Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori, Māori Language Week this week from the 14th of September to the 20th of September. And one of the really cool things that we are doing this year is Otago Access Radio recorded some interviews. I think it was 10 plus interviews with community members, and they actually talked about their language learning journeys, the resources that helped them, and also why Te Reo is important for the future of Aotearoa. And, you know, being part of the hosting of those interviews myself, I find that it was a really good conversation to have with the community members, and what a great way to celebrate the importance of Te Reo Māori through listening to all of these stories and people sharing their whakapapa and sharing their experiences on why now more than ever Te Reo Māori is important for us to celebrate but also advocate for. That is happening this week. I would also like to acknowledge that the Hanami Festival was held recently at the University of Otago. And the Hanami Festival is a celebration with the Japanese community. It is a celebration of the cherry blossoms. So we actually had the cherry blossom viewing party outside of the University of Otago clock tower recently, and to me that marks spring. And spring is when I can see that the trees are pink or white or red, and I think it's really good for us to acknowledge spring now. And I didn't feel like talking about spring 2 weeks ago when especially in Dunedin when there isn't really signs of spring yet and it was still very, very cold. So I think, yeah, it's really important for us to acknowledge spring as a month to just keep reflecting on what's important and also have those monthly resets where you can start fresh and also reflect on the goals that you made early in the year and how that's working for you right now. So let me reflect on winter. I am not a winter girly. I definitely struggled a lot during winter, and that has been the case for most years as well. I just do not feel like myself during winter, and I think, you know, have to acknowledge that my ancestors are not here and they're not from here, so that's also probably why my body isn't made for winter. And most of August I have been quite unwell, as most of Dunedin actually. We have had some sickness coming in and out, and because of that I have been feeling a lot of need to take care of myself more and also take care of the people around me. So, which is why I'm very excited for spring. So if we think of seasons as metaphors, winter was definitely a time for rest and reflection. There was definitely a lot of time to slow down. You know, the moment we go home, after work, it was already dark, so you do feel like your body just adjust with the clock as well. So you do get to slow down. You do get to appreciate the quieter phases of work and life. I am studying part-time as well, which is very, 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 very difficult to do during winter. I just cannot get my brain to absorb information as I hope it will be. But, you know, that just makes part of the journey as well, because as much as we do not like winter, we have to accept that it exists, and it exists for a reason. It exists so that we can slow down and also acknowledge that, you know, nature and the environment is doing what it needs to do. So we have to follow its rhythm. And, you know, there's a lot of like, what's that word? Excuses that I made to myself, like, oh, it's fine. It's winter. So I will rest today. And then the next day I will keep resting. But I think it does take a big amount of discipline that you need to have in order to just keep going. And, you know, thinking back, I actually have no idea how I did it the first time. I have no idea how I studied during my bachelor's. I probably have, you know, a stronger motivation then because I was surrounded by people who were studying. But yeah, that does not excuse the choices I have made now to, you know, keep improving myself while also working full time. So I am very excited to see where that comes along. But yeah, it's also how I see winter is a time where you plant the seeds. Technically you don't plant the seeds during winter because that's a spring thing, but you really reflect on which seeds to plant. That makes more sense. And also you think about what you want to do in the next couple of months. And it's scary how it's almost the end of the year, and I won't talk about that because it's going to scare people. But yeah, I think I am ready to leave winter behind and not talk about it, because as much as it was a beautiful month for Dunedin to look blue and icy and cold with those, you know, random rays of sunshine, it was still a very beautiful time to cozy up and also listen to your bodies, whether it needs more rest or whether it needs more sleep or whether you just really need to get out of bed. That was what winter felt like to me. And now because we are in spring, there is a lot of conversations around renewal or beginnings. And this is when the seeds that we talked about in winter begin to sprout. And this is when you slowly just come out of your shell and acknowledge that, you know, you're going to feel a lot more energy in the next few weeks. And that is really, really important for you to acknowledge so that you can act on it, because it doesn't feel right to avoid that feeling of wanting to do something for yourself or for your community or for your family, but you don't act on it. And I think it's about you, but if I feel that sense of responsibility that I want to do something, I want to achieve something, and I don't, I feel like I'm letting down myself, especially if I really want to do it. And but how am I doing during spring? I am doing okay. I am very excited because here at work, we have so much going on. We've got festivals coming up, and we are really busy with a lot of celebrations that is happening in the next few weeks. But in terms of myself personally at home, I feel like spring has been a important month for me to start reading again and also appreciate what I have been reading. And one of the important things that I have realized recently was around supporting local authors and also local literature. And here in Aotearoa, New Zealand, there are so many cool books or literature or anything surrounding writing out there. And recently, we were part of the New Zealand Young Writers Festival, and it was really eye-opening to see all these amazing young writers who are shaping the literature world of Aotearoa, New Zealand. And I had a really good time there, and there will be some podcasts coming up recorded by us at the festival. So stay tuned if you do want to listen to their podcast. But one of the things that I've done a lot recently was I've been reading this book series called The Bookshop Detectives. And I think I did mention it in an episode back. It is a book by Gareth Ward and also Louise Ward. And the book is called The Bookshop Detectives, That Girl Gone. And initially, I borrowed the book from the Dunedin Athenaeum Library, which is so cool. If you don't know about the Dunedin Athenaeum Library, they are the oldest literature establishment / library in Dunedin. They have been running for over 155 years, which is insane. The moment I went into the library for the first time, I definitely fell in love with it. I am a member myself, so I am very, very biased when I speak about this. But if you are in Dunedin and you don't know about the Dunedin Athenaeum Library, you definitely have to go. So in the Dunedin Athenaeum Library, there is a lot of genres, book genres. But my favorite would be the crime and mystery section. They have lots of like the old Agatha Christie books. And yeah, I just really love the Thursday Murder Club series. And I grew up with Nancy Drew books as well. So this is definitely something that I just really enjoy. And I play some of the Agatha Christie games on Nintendo too. But okay, so anyway, the Bookshop Detectives, That Girl Gone was definitely one of my highlights of the year. I would give it like the highlight of the year because I was so engaged with the book. I could not stop reading it. I just could not leave it out of my sight. And when I do start reading it, I just couldn't, you know, there was a time when I was reading 100 pages at a time without stopping. It was definitely that serious. And if you want to know more about the book, so it is about Garth and Eloise, who is basically Gareth and Louise Ward, and they are actually real-life owners of a bookshop in Havelock North and Napier, up north, and their bookshop is called Wardini Books. So they are actually ex-coppers from the United Kingdom, but they have came to Aotearoa to live here. And their characters are basically themselves, and the bookshop is basically themselves. And I really love the first book, That Girl Gone, and now I'm on their second book, Tea and Cake and Death. And so it is definitely a really good book for you to read if you're feeling like you're on a slump right now in terms of reading a book, because it's really chill. I would put it under cozy mystery. It's really cozy, chill, and you feel like you're part of their world, which I really appreciate, because technically we are part of their world, because they mention a lot of themes around Aotearoa New Zealand. They mention a lot of just quirks about New Zealand culture as well. So I definitely have been reading that and just like giggled, because it's just like there's just so many things that only people who live in New Zealand would understand as well. So I do appreciate having that little background on what it means to be living here. But yeah, they mention a lot of... they use a lot of te reo Māori as well, so I do want to acknowledge that, especially today on Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori. So, yeah, if you're in a book slump or reading slump, definitely try The Bookshop Detectives, That Girl Gone. They've got their second book right now, Tea and Cake and Death. But I am actually really excited because they are writing book number 3 as we speak, and I'm very excited because I don't think I can leave their world. And I do have a problem with like closure as well. It was really hard for me to finish the last chapter of the book because I didn't want it to end. And I'm like that with like Netflix shows and all of that too. I always leave the last episode. And I'm feeling that right now with The Summer I Turned Pretty, because we will be watching the finale on Wednesday. So I am just not ready for that. But I think it is important for us to acknowledge that when something closes, something else will open. And I'm saying that for myself, actually, because I do realize that I have this tendency of holding on to things when it's not good for me to keep holding on to things. So I will let that go when the time comes. I will let that go. I'll try to let that go. But I will always find something to look forward to. So yeah, that whole ramble is about my current read, which definitely changed my whole life, my whole worldview. And it is something that I have done during spring. And I am very excited to see what comes out of that in the next few months. But one other thing that I am so excited for spring is to actually be in the gardens, touching soil. I don't think I touch soil at all during winter. Part of me feels like I don't need to, because you know, we've done our harvest and we probably don't have to maintain the lawn or maintain our outdoor plants during winter, because nature just does its thing. But I'm actually very excited for spring, because I just really want to take everything out of the garden box and put some fresh soil and replant some of the herbs, those things in the garden. And also the vegetables that we usually use, or the ones that we usually eat. One of the things that I really appreciate about our little garden behind our house is we have some herbs or herbs. Is it herbs or is it herbs? I'll find out later. We do have some herbs that are very important to Malaysian culture or Malaysian cuisine. For example, there is a... The English word is Chinese celery, but actually for us, we call it daun selom. And we use it with ulam, which is like a variety of vegetables or herbs that we eat with sambal belacan. So if you do know a bit about like Malaysian / Indonesian culture, this is probably familiar to you. But we eat rice with those little lots of different types of vegetables with, you know, a dish. So I'm very excited to plant those because there's just something about going to the back of your garden, snipping some leaves and washing them and eating with your meal of the day. It just feels so nice. And I really miss that during winter. I miss having leafy greens. So, yeah. And there's also going to be a lot more sun. And I will appreciate all of that. Something that I'm not sure if I have mentioned here, but most Muslim women in New Zealand are actually vitamin D deficient because we just don't get enough sun for... because our, you know, we're covered. So, yeah, that's something my doctor told me, which is quite interesting. And it is important to have vitamin D so that we don't get depressed. So, yeah, if you are wondering why you got depressed over winter, it's probably because you had a lack of sunshine. And, yeah, I'm very excited for more sun, and I think the Malaysian in me will appreciate the heat without the sweat and everything like that. So, yeah, that is something I'm really looking forward to. But to me, right now, spring feels very hopeful. There are a lot of things in the world that's happening right now that's a little bit scary, but I am going to choose to look at the good things that's happening. There has been a lot of friendships that I have made recently that I am going to try my best to hold on to and also learn more about as well. I am also acknowledging spring because I feel like, you know, it's really important to just keep up with whatever it is that is happening in the world. And I think as much as we try to control everything, we can't. So it is very important for us to just keep going and see where life takes us. And there will be... there will be ease after each difficulty, and chapters will close, chapters will finish. And one of the ways I am appreciating life right now is by thinking days as a page of a novel. So I'm flipping through a novel and I'm just seeing where things go, and I do not look back to the other page unless I'm reflecting on it. But yeah, I think having that mindset is helping me to be in the present moment, looking forward to the next page, while also being close to the page before where I can still flip through, but I won't let myself go back a couple of chapters and be stuck there forever. I hope that was a useful analogy for you as well. But before we go, I do want to say that because it is spring, you don't have to feel like you need to rush to do everything in spring, because spring is really is about trying little things, not pushing yourself too hard, because we really just came out of winter. And if you were one of those people who got sick over winter, you know, this is just the start of your gear. So I really want to acknowledge that as well, so we don't feel like we have to do everything at once in September. I will see you again next time. Thank you for listening. This is The Arenality.
You've been listening to The Arenality on RFM.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.